Test 1. Task 1. Page 4. Speaker A.
Jaws is undoubtedly a cinematic masterpiece with a powerful story and tense action. However, this iconic film was beset with problems during its production as a result of Steven Spielberg's insistence on filming on the open sea. As a result, the cast and crew endured numerous unpredictable elements, such as poor weather conditions, water damaging equipment, constant special effects malfunctions, seasickness, and reshoots. Spielberg has since admitted in interviews to having been naive and falling prey to his hubris, putting things down to his youth at the time. Jaws may have been a box office winner, but the film failed to conquer the elements in the same way. A mistake on Spielberg's part that saw the grueling shoot go massively over budget. Surprisingly, the director said that he'd do it all again, as filming at sea was the only way to make the film believable.
Speaker B.
Filmmaker James Cameron is known for his incredible science fiction films and tough work ethic. This ethic pushed the cast on his film The Abyss to the absolute limit. In a shoot that was so unbearable that even the director himself said that he never wanted to do it again. Being set predominantly below the waves meant filming extensively underwater, and the arduous shoot included so much work that it spanned 70-hour weeks for a mind-blowing 6 months. Injury and health issues such as decompression sickness were a constant threat. Actors suffered burns from extensive chlorine exposure. Their hair also went white for the same reason. And actress Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio suffered a nervous breakdown. If this wasn't bad enough, the filming almost killed its director when he ran out of oxygen while scuba diving, and resulted in his divorce.
Speaker C. Oscar-winning director Francis Ford Coppola's love for realism and detail saw his Godfather films become huge successes. His passion for film also led him to throw himself into a bold adaptation of Joseph Conrad's novella Heart of Darkness. The story would become the film Apocalypse Now, a project that proved to be one of Coppola's most difficult to complete. In fact, it faced so many disasters that it even had its own documentary made about how nightmarish the shoot was. Problems on set ranged from a typhoon in the Philippines halting production, actor Martin Sheen having a near-fatal heart attack, and the jungle environment slowly driving the cast and crew insane. A project that was initially envisaged as running for 5 months ended up lasting for over a year due to storms, rewrites to the script, and main characters being recast. Speaker D.
Kevin Costner's film Waterworld was one of the highest-grossing films in 1995 and was even nominated for an Academy Award. However, in the 1990s, it was also the most expensive film ever made, thanks to a budget of $175 million, and almost didn't even get made. The plans to film at sea were so ambitious that Steven Spielberg, following his own struggles with Jaws, told Costner and director Kevin Reynolds not to film in such a location. Unfortunately, they remained undeterred and pushed on with the project. The challenges that resulted from that decision are notorious. The set in the Pacific Ocean was completely destroyed during a hurricane. Costner himself was injured, and actress Tina Majorino suffered jellyfish stings. Tensions on set reached such a boiling point that the director even quit, leaving Costner to finish the end of the film himself.